Best of the demigods.
As
we can see, three different varieties of life on account of different contamination of the three modes of nature, and thus the living entities are seen to be peaceful, most restless and foolish, or happy, unhappy and in between, or religious, non-religious and in between. Similarly, we can infer that in the next life, these three kinds of material nature exist.
जतेह देव प्रवरा स्वरिविध्यम उपलब्धते भूतेषु गुण वैचित्र्यात् तथा अन्नत्रानुमीयते अनुमीयते अनुमीयते मीन्स हाइपोथेसिस दिस इज आल्सो एन एविडेंस Pratyaksha, Anuman, and Pratyaksha, Anuman, and Sruta. According to Vedic principles, there are three different types of evidences. Everything must be proved by evidence. So, these are primarily three evidences. Pratyaksha, direct perception. Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shruti. Anuman means I cannot see directly, but by the symptoms I can imagine. That is Anuman. Just like I have seen that in the month of April, May, June, we can get mangoes. That is our direct experience. So similarly, we can say in the month of January, we can say that in the month of April, May, June, we shall have mangoes. In the January, there is no mango. But because I know, I experience in my last April, May, June, similarly, this intuition is nothing but experience of my last life. That is called intuition. The rascals, they say that there is no experience. Whatever life we have got just now, here experience. No. The intuition, just like a dog's calf born, it is also trying to find out milk from the body of the mother. and exactly in the same place putting his mouth, or human child also. This is last experience. That proves the life is continual. Just like I came here about 2-3 years ago. So I immediately, while getting down, I immediately understood the same house. This is called intuition, and past experience. That the most authentic evidence is Shruti. Out of three evidences, the Shruti, hearing from the authority. Just like Krishna says, imam vivasati yugam praktamana hamabhyam. So Krishna says, Krishna is the authority, best authority, supreme authority. So we can understand from his speech that in the sun planet there is a king whose name is Vivasata. And Krishna says that I spoke to Vivasan. So Vivasan, now nobody can say when the sun planet was created. But we can calculate, as it is said, Vivasan Manobiprahu. That Vivasan, he explained to Mano. So Mano's age we can calculate. Mano's age, there are 72 Manos in one day of Brahma. And the one day of Brahma means 4,300,000 of years multiplied by 1,000 and divided by 72, then we can immediately calculate what is Manu's age. So by Manu's age, we can calculate that 40 millions of years ago, Krishna spoke to the sun god about this philosophy. This is called Shruti. The exact calculation by Shruti you can make, the Shruti Pramana. So, here it is said, Deva Prabhara, the Vishnu Dutas, they are coming from Vaikuntha. So beautiful, so nicely dressed, four-handed, with ornaments, helmet, garland. So they have experience of the demigods, but the Vishnudutas do not belong to this material world. They belong to the spiritual world. Therefore their address is Deva Prabhura. More than the demigods, Deva Prabhara. They're very much pleased to see the Vishnudutas, although argument is going on. Immediately after seeing them, the Jamadutas, they're very much pleased on them, that they're not ordinary living beings. And with four hands, therefore, they're addressing Vishnu Deva Prabhara. Jatiha deva prabhara stoi vidham upalabhati vidhi trividha. Trividha means three varieties. Vidha means variety and three means three. So, from trividha, it is said, stoi vidham bhava. The Tarivyadham, three kinds. Here also, in this world, we see varieties of men, varieties of animals, varieties of trees, varieties of insects, So many varieties. It is already in form that altogether within this universe there are 8,400,000 varieties of life. Life is one. The varieties means body. Just like we are sitting. Every one of us has got a particular type of body. You'll never find that this man or this boy or this girl exactly of the same bodily feature. Variety. So, altogether, there are classes or species, 8,400,000. So, those who are experienced, thoughtful men, by reading scripture, just like Krishna says that Imam Vipassati Yogam Praktamar, he said to the sun god or the president of the sun planet, Vibhushan. So that means that is also a similar place like this. You cannot say there is no living entity. Anumiyate, that is intelligence. Because this planet is also one of the material things. Everything is made here, earth, water, air, fire. Somewhere, some element is very prominent. Here in this planet, the earth is prominent. In the sun planet, the fire is prominent. But that does not mean there is no living entity. This is foolishness. Avanumiyate, this is intelligence. That everything within this universe, this material universe, everything is made of these five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. We see here practically that the aquatics, they have got a different type of body and they are very peacefully living in the water. And if you are thrown in the water, you will die. And the fish is taken from the water, he will die. So land, water, fire, the particular type of body. So here it is said that it is anumiyate. As there, here we find varieties, similarly in other planet or in next life, there are varieties. This is intelligence, human intelligence. Why you should say there is no next life or there is no life in other planet? Therefore you have to refer to the shastras. Shastra-vidhi. The shastra-vidhi musajya bhartate kami. If you unnecessarily becomes too much intelligent and theorize, he is never successful, he is never sukhi. Na sukhaṁ na nasiddhiṁ sa bhāvnati na sukhaṁ na parāṅgati. Such a rascal who does not consult the śāstras and thinks whimsically according to his mad conception, such person na siddhiṁ bhāvnati, that is spoken by Krishna, he'll never get success. He'll simply speculate. There is no definite knowledge. Nasukam, and he's not happy. And what to speak of going back to home, back to home. He's a rascal. There is no hope. So do not conclude in your foolish way anything. Just refer to the śāstra, authority, śruti. That's what is called śruti. We cannot imagine that it is there is possibility of living entity in the sun planet or moon planet. But Shruti, just like Krishna says, I spoke to sun god. So by his hearing this Shruti, we understand that there is also life, and there is also system, the government, the chief executive, everything is there. And that is by Shruti Anumiyate. Anumiyate means you can imagine, it is a fact. So from Shastra we can get the different varieties of life. There are 8,400,000. Some of them living for a few seconds, some of them are living few hours, some of them are living for years, and some of them are living for few millions of years. Some millions of years, just like Brahma. You cannot calculate Brahma's duration of life, but the duration of life is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahajyat brahmano vidu. So you have to understand like that, that here is Brahma's 12 hours one day, millions of years, and he lives for 100 years. So his 100 years and my 100 years is not the same. That is scientific, relativity. Or the ants and 100 years and my 100 years is not the same. The space-time, they differ according to position. I think Professor Einstein has got this knowledge, relativity, law of relativity. Everything is my one moment and Brahma's one moment different. My one moment, the ant's one moment is different according to my body. The time is unlimited, eternal, but according to my body, it is past, present, and future. An ant's past, present, future and my past, present, future are different. My past, present, future and Brahma's past, present, future are different. It is the relative. Just like by speed, we are calculating this whole world is 25,000 miles. But it has been proved by the, what is that? Weapon for going to the space? Sputnik. It's rounded over the world 1 hour 25 minutes. That is experience. It's relative. If you increase your speed, then and the roundabout time decreases. Similarly, if by yoga system you increase your speed, then you can travel all over the universe, as Durvasa Muni said. Durvasa Muni, he crossed over this universe and went to the Vaikuntha Loka. It took only 1 year. This is relative. It took 1 year only. And you cannot go in so many years. Panthastu kuti satavasya sambragam. Everything is relative. So first of all, the Jamadutas are so experienced because they are servant of Jamaraj. He's not ordinary living being. Therefore, they are explaining the how people are happy, unhappy in one position or other, it is due to past activities, dharma or dharma. That is my experience. So the example is given that why there are so many varieties of living entities. It is due to varieties of three gunas. Last evening, I was talking with that professor, that why in country like America and Europe there are hippies lying on the street? Why? They are not poor. In India you can say that they are poor, they have no shelter, therefore lying down on the street. I thought when I came that there is no man in America who is lying down in the street, because that is a rich country. But when I actually saw in Bowery, hundreds of men are lying down in the street. They are not poor, but they are destined to lie down on the street. So the three orders, Trigunna, Trividhya, must be there. Either it may be America or Europe or India or Czechoslovakia or anywhere, the three must. One, high class or middle class and low class. That must be there. And then again, take these three varieties and multiply it again with three in nine, then 9 × 9, 81. So these varieties of bodies are there. You cannot change the law of nature. Struggle for existence, we're trying to conquer over the laws of nature. That is not possible. Devi jisa gunamahi mama maya adhrit. These are the subject matter of studies. Why there are, everyone is unhappy and happy to some extent according to these qualities. So here it is said, therefore, that as here we see in this life, in duration of life, there are varieties. Similarly, guna-vaichitra, by the varieties of the guna, guna-vaichitra, tatha annatra anumiyate. Annatra means next life or next planet or next, anything, everything is being controlled. Trigunna visaya veda, nistrigunna bhavarjuna. Krishna advises Arjuna that the whole material world is being controlled by these three gunas, guna vaichitra. Therefore, you become nistrigunna, where these three gunas cannot act. Nistarigunna bhavarjuna. So how you can stop the action of these three gunas? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha bhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitta etana brahma bhuyayagala. If you engage yourself in pure devotional service, incessantly, without any stopping, then you always remain transcendental, above these three gunas. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to keep the devotee above the three gunas. Just like in the ocean, if you are fallen in the ocean, it is a very dangerous position. But if somebody helps you to lift you from the ocean water and keep 1 inch above the ocean water, there is no danger. Your life is safe. So that is one thing. Guna-vaichitra, if you want to save yourself from these varieties of life, birth, death, old age and disease, and accept so many varieties of life, just like you are telling, while walking, that there are trees in California, they are living for 5,000 years. That is also another variety of life. People are trying to live for many, many years. By nature's way, here is a tree, 5,000 years. So, is that kind of living is very profitable? To stand up 5,000 years in a forest? So, any variety of life within this material world is not good. Either you are demigod, or tree, or this, or that. That is education. That is education. So, one should understand that any varieties of life, either as demigod or dog, here the life is troublesome. The demigods, even they are put into so many dangers many times, and they approach God. So here, you will be always in danger. Padanga padanga jada vipadanga. It is futile to attempt to make this material world dangerless. That is not possible. As there are varieties of bodies, there are varieties of dangers, calamities. So one after another, you'll have to. The best thing is therefore, stop this business, material. And that is Vedic civilization. The whole Vedic civilization is based on this idea. Stop this nonsense business, repetition of birth, death, old age. Therefore Krishna said, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. This is knowledge. What knowledge, this technical knowledge, this knowledge? You cannot stop these things. Therefore main business is how to stop. And because they are foolish people, they think that these things cannot be stopped. Let us go on with this repetition of birth and death, and in each life let us struggle for existence. This is material civilization, ignorance, no knowledge. The knowledge is given by Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and here is the solution. Janma karma cha me dibbam jo janati tattvata takta deham punarjanmaniti. The problem is punarjanma, repetition of birth. And if you want to stop it, then try to understand Krishna. Then you'll be able to stop. As soon as you understand Krishna, to understand Krishna means even if you blindly accept, that is also beneficial. Krishna says what is, that he is the Supreme Lord. So you accept him, that's all. Simply have this faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That will make you sufficiently advanced. But this is very difficult for the materialistic person. Therefore Krishna says, bhavanam janmanavanti. After endeavoring for many, many births, bhavanam janmanavanti jnanuman manga prabhadate. Jnanuman, who is actually wise, he surrenders to Krishna. Otherwise, namāga duṣkita namūḍhā prapadyante narādhama. Otherwise, he remains a rascal and implicated in sinful activities, lowest of the mankind, and knowledge is taken away. Namāga prapadyante. He never surrenders to Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is to propagate this knowledge that you understand Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his activities, which are recorded in the Shastra. When Krishna was present on this earthly planet, he showed according to our understanding. Just like one man cannot maintain one wife, He married 16,000 women. And he maintained them how? 16,000 palaces. And will the woman will be satisfied simply having very good palaces? No. He must have husband. So Krishna expanded himself into 16,000 husbands. This is Krishna. But because I cannot do it, how he say, this is all an allegory, fiction, this is not fair. That is our defense. If God comes, explains, then we do not believe him. Then how will be convinced about God? God is omnipotent, and when he shows his omnipotency and it is recorded in the Shastra, we don't believe. So, therefore, why you do not believe? Then jisam antagatam papam. Jisam, Krishna says everything. Jisam tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Te danda maho nirmakta bhajanti maang divabhrita. One who is completely free from the reaction of sinful life, antagatam papam, and only engaged in pious activities. Thus such person can be engaged in his devotion and service. So you engage yourself in the routine devotional service of Krishna, either understanding or not understanding, your life will be successful. Just like if you touch fire, understanding or not understanding, it will burn. Similarly, take to this Krishna consciousness, there is nothing blindly accepting. Everything is explained in the Shastra, preliminary knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So utilize your human life in understanding Krishna, and then your life will be successful. Thank you very much.